Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the uniqueness of Lamar, Josh included, in slightly different ways, perhaps. I mean, yeah, you've got to be ready to play, you know, I don't know, 7-8 seconds per play at least, and maybe then some. So it's going to take a heck of an effort from our football team to go up against this football team and what they have and what they bring to the table on all three phases.
Sean McDermott, what a matchup we're getting on Sunday. You know, there is a lot of, I would say there is more confidence in the Ravens going into this game from, you know, outside of Buffalo. You would love, I guess the way everyone's acting about this game is, we're about to get one of the best games ever that the Ravens will win. That appears to be the attitude nationally, is this game's going to be incredible and we expect the Ravens to win, right? You know, analysts are just analysts on TV, whatever, but like their opinions are, you know, they're just noise, but a lot of those are being picked right now for Baltimore and the sports books right now. If you look at kind of who people are betting on, and this is both how many bets and then the amount of money that's being placed on, you know, both teams, like it is favoring the Ravens right now. So it's another, it's an expectation of this game's going to be all-time great and the Bills will lose it. And that's familiar. You know, you'd love for one of these times that the Bills play in an all-time great game for them to come out on the right side of it. So that it's not, you know, at the end of it going, oh, you know, you guys lost, but what a game, right? Like, that's kind of how, remember Allen getting asked questions about the 13-second game for months and months after? They were kind of phrased that way, like, hey, man, I know you lost it, but man, that was like the best game in NFL history, right? Being on the losing end of a game like that again is just, it might even make it more frustrating. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Let's get Dan in Niagara Falls into this matchup. What's up, Dan?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say real quick, I think the key to the game, obviously, everybody knows that, it's not been Derrick Henry. And what I mean by that is he's going to get his 100 yards. Limit his big runs. If we allow him to get the 30, 40, 50-yard touchdown runs, and I know it's easier said than done, but I don't care if you got to mix it up and put Dorian Williams, three linebacker set once in a while. But I remember, like, I played college sports back in the 90s. I don't want to talk about where I played, but I played for a Division II school. And I remember trying to hit this big running back. And we knocked him on his butt as hard as we could from the legs down, a big guy like that. He got a 10-yard run. Next time, we knocked him for only a 5-yard run. Make them work for that touchdown. Like, if it takes him 8-minute drive, we hit that because then we're on the field. You allow him to score quick with these big runs, we're going to get blown out. And I hope they play Dorian Williams and mix him up a little bit. You know, I know Taron Johnson's the main nickel guy. We are not going to win if Taron Johnson's on the field 100% of the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I have not heard more conversation about a reserve player, a backup player, leading into a game in any that I can ever remember. Right? Like, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just, it is wild. Is it not wild the amount of attention and talk and questions that we are giving to Dorian Williams? That's the matchup, though, right? Like, that's the matchup doing that. That is, these two teams are so good and look so even that everyone's just looking for any edge at all. Any matchup edge that you can find. And you probably feel like you have one in Williams that's unique. Like, the Bills have not had a third linebacker that we felt like deserves playing time in how long? Right? Like, when Edmonds and Milano were the linebackers, was there ever a third guy? We're like, oh, they should kind of figure out a package to get A.J. Klein out on the field. Or even their backup line. Tyrell Dodson. Dodson actually ended up being pretty good for them, but that was after he ended up starting. Like, when he was a backup, that never happened. And again, like, I'm not even saying it's wrong. Williams was good this year in run defense, and he is so fast. He had a faster 40 time than like half the Bills' wide receivers. But there are some coverage lapses, and right, you're taking Taron Johnson off the field. So this might be one of those where, you know, when the offense substitutes, the defense is allowed to make a substitution of their own. So in the 40% of the time that the Ravens put their 300-pound fullback, Pat Ricard, out on the field, you'll know that. And then maybe you can call off Taron Johnson and run Dorian Williams out there only when the Ravens are in that heavy personnel. And there have been plenty of games and years in the past where the Bills, if a team did that to them, they would just kind of stay put and say, Taron Johnson stays out there no matter what. And that kind of happened last week. Maybe this game is different and maybe he gives them something. But it is just kind of crazy. Like, how much do we think he'll win them the game, you know?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It would still be kind of amazing if he was the difference on defense. He's a nice player, but it's not. They don't have three all-pro linebackers. They have two really good ones and then a young guy that's shown some things that it's nice. So I don't know. Are we going too far with it? just trying to figure out how to stop Jackson and Henry. One guy, by the way, the Bills have had no problem stopping on Baltimore, is Mark Andrews. So he's been one of the, what would you say, three best tight ends in the league over 5 years. And very different than like Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce gets his against the Bills almost every time. And you're always trying to figure out how to stop Travis Kelce. They do not have that problem with Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, in his five career games against the Bills, including the playoffs, three catches for 31 yards, one catch for 14 yards, four catches for 28 yards, two catches for 15 yards, zero catches for 0 yards, never a touchdown. That's from Andrew Cooper on Twitter, from SiriusXM. That is great production, and maybe that's Milano taking Andrews out of the game. Like, okay, nobody can, you know, keep up with prime Travis Kelce and keep him smothered, but maybe Milano's been able to do that to Andrews. And him looking good last week is such a breath of fresh air, like huge, huge boost, I think, in morale for their defense this Sunday. Cannot wait for Bills Ravens on Sunday. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought on packages or something you want to see the Bills do. I want to get into the Bills on offense a little bit more. We briefly talked with Sal about the weakness that the Ravens have at boundary corner. Not Marlon Humphrey, but this Brandon Stevens, who they've been starting, but he kind of comes out once in a while for Tre'Davious White, and they've been picked on with some big body receivers, and this game plan might be very different than what the Bills have had in some recent games, because it feels like the way to attack the Ravens defense right now is throwing to the outside, and that is Cooper, that is Coleman. That's especially, I mean, if you're talking about big body receivers being something the Ravens struggle with, then Coleman becomes an X factor. But how much do you feel like you want to rely on a second round rookie that's made some big plays, but it's also been a little inconsistent to kind of be the game plan? 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Sabres win last night, 4-2. They set the weirdest record ever. Scored a goal without getting a shot on goal in the third period, 4-2. So, you know, win's a win. 803-0550, Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White, this is WGR.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.